The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day. We'll go ahead and get started. Nice to see everyone, those of you who are commenting. So please settle in for our meditation together, finding a posture for your sitting or standing or lying down. And just allow yourself to come into the internal awareness, how the body feels from the inside. Perhaps closing your eyes in order to bring the attention more inward. And maybe taking a long, slow, deep breath. Really filling the lungs, and on the exhale, settling a little bit further just into how you are this morning or day. Softening the face, the eyes and the eye sockets, allowing the jaw to release. Softening down through the throat, shoulder area, the arms and the hands. Softening down into the torso, letting the feeling into the rib cage, the front, the back, the sides, letting that feel relaxed. Letting the belly be round. Expansive. And down into the legs, softening any bracing in the legs or the feet, so that we have this invitation of some flexibility in the body. Sensing the contact points where you're sitting, where your hands are maybe touching your body, if your lips are touching, just simple contact points, and making sure those places aren't pressing against each other. Rather, just resting softly, surfaces touching softly. And feeling the groundedness when you're sitting in this way. There's a connection to what you're sitting on, stability. This week's meditations are exploring these qualities of the elements, as noted in Buddhist teachings. And today we'll focus on the water element. The water element has two main qualities: wetness and cohesion. So we can feel water element directly in the mouth, in the eyes, if we're sweating. There's moisture associated with the body. Touching into those places now. Mm-hmm. bring to mind now how the solidity of earth is softened by water. Earth with no water easily becomes a powder like sand or dry soil. But when a little water is added, then it binds together. There's a coherence or a cohesion along with the wetness of water. Letting the soft, moist feelings in the body also bring a softness to the mind. Maybe a unification, the way water dissolves disparate things and unites them in a solution. Feeling a connection throughout the whole body. And feeling how the mind can naturally be aligned with the body. The attitude of softening and dissolving barriers could relate to an emotional tone of lightness, given of humor or amusement, gentle humor. So in this meditation, you're encouraged to see the mind with lightness, perhaps simply smiling at the wandering mind, if it's wandering. So connecting in with the breath, the body, mindfulness, presence with how things are. Setting the intention to simply stay with things as they are, stay connected. So there's a coherence and a cohesion between mind and body and heart, flow of experience. We may notice that there are various thoughts and forces in the mind pulling away, not wanting to flow along gently or will be unified. I'm reminded of Jack Kornfield saying that he named the various voices of his thoughts. He had names for the characters that appeared in his mind. And sometimes if one of them piped up, he would just bow internally and say, "Thanks for your opinion," and move on. And as we settle in a bit more, we can let go of any remaining imagery or words that we might be retaining and just notice how experience has a flow to it. And letting it flow along like a river, swirling around you and passing on, passing through, not getting stuck. Not solidifying, and also not wandering away. Stream of experience just keeps flowing on if we let it. It's a bit like sitting on the riverbank, stable where we are, and letting it all flow by, all flow through. So just resting with that for a while now in silence. Sometimes the river of experience has eddies in it, and we can find ourselves swirling around and around in a little place that is not flowing on. And at that time, we can smile at the mind for its caughtness. And that may gently allow it to pass out into the current that flows again. So we may sense how opening to this natural flow of experience of body sensations and impressions in the mind, when we open to that, it creates a certain lightness that's felt literally in the body, almost as if the body becomes transparent. Or just simpler, mind becomes lighter, simpler. And there's a way that we can carry that sense forward into the day. Experience flows along and changes off the cushion just as much as on. Each moment different. an interaction, a task that we're doing, a thought or emotion passing through as we sit with a cup of tea. Always changing and flowing on. And if we're open to being with that movement, letting it change, letting it unfold, and bringing a certain acceptance and lightness to that, then we can offer that as a gift to the world. Our willingness to just keep staying present even as things change helps others to be less stuck, less caught in fixity, tension, gripping, feelings that we know also in ourselves. But the degree to which we can let those go can loosen a situation, can help a challenge or difficulty pass more easily, or simply to be with a difficulty that isn't passing. And it can add happiness and joy if that's available in a situation. Whereas being stuck dampens those kinds of things. So through our practice, we become a gift in the form of openness and flow and ease passing through like water. So may that guide us today.